Many parties in Uganda, just like elsewhere in the world, continue to experience challenges of loss of soil fertility, contributing to low yields. This continues to affect the social well-being of the people. Mubende District is one of the worst affected districts, with about 79% vegetation cover loss. District Natural Resources Officer Mubende, Vincent Chinene, said the situation is affecting production. Worse still, Mubende being a cattle corridor area.
Yes, we discovered that the global warming is basically a result mainly of rapid deforestation. Mubende was the third in a survey that was conducted. There was Mayuge and there was Wakiso. Mubende had lost the forest cover by at least 79%. 85% was Wakiso, 100% was Mayuge. So you see the loss of vegetation cover. That is when we decided as a district to start putting in play a number of reafforestation programs for energizing our tree planting efforts. In the cattle corridor sub-counties, like you've seen, is basically drought and how it affected the herds because of the climate change issues.
A lot of resources have been channeled through so many activities to address climate change-related issues. The Natural Resources Officer Chinene, however, noted that a lot more is needed to be done in Mubende District to address the challenges.
In the structure, the decentralization, it is not rolling out very well in climate change. Before we got the Bachiga coming in, you know, Mubende was some form of destination for migrations. Came with a cash crop, maize cash crop. Maize does not allow growing under canopies. So they cleared the forest and they planted maize. And they got money, so they purchased other virgin lands. So they went clearing, and wherever they would plant like 1, 2, 3 seasons, the fertility would go down. We need to bring more funds to the district. Whatever is happening is that we are managing a very small budget, and also bring more funds to the local civil society organizations. We shall be more relevant in this struggle than having a lot of funds at the ministries.
Food and agriculture organization through the Community Care for Development, a community-based organization, is for 2 years now supporting communities in Mubende District to help themselves and address climate change issues. The interventions involve conserving water and soil. More is explained by the National Coordinator, Community Care for Development, locally referred to as C-Care, Labani Rutari.
In this area, we have worked with the people to put up structures, can see, like contour trenches, which stop water from just running off immediately after rains. And you know, when it runs away, obviously it carries the soil, it carries the nutrients, and some have even failed to harvest. Then we have valley tanks. These ones retain water, over 1 million liters, and some have been filled through some of the seasons, and people collect this water and use it to irrigate their gardens.
Rutare further explained some of the interventions put in place to address the challenges brought about by climate change.
We have had a lot of interventions and innovations that protect the water that would be lost. For example, bio-intensive farming, where you produce from minimum resources, very little land, and you still harvest plenty, meaning you will reduce the pressure on these resources. Things like mound gardens, backyard farming, application of high-yielding crop varieties, integration of livestock. These are some of the technologies.
Still in Mubende, we have had an opportunity to reach Nansimbi Village, Chiganda sub-county, courtesy of Global Water Partnership Uganda. In Nansimbi, many of the cattle keepers and smallholder farmers who have been organized in groups shared what they are benefiting from Community Care for Development organization.
Nabega keri vunyonga tetuina magezi gona nekati okuva kibina kya sika ya Uganda lechaja munasimbi muno.
Before the intervention by Community Care for Development, it was too much. We have been given water resources that help us in irrigation. We have also been trained on how to conserve water in soil so that our crops are sustained during dry season.
Tuguja tukosanya olwenso nganti emikutu tujina amazi mu egaliga today.
Amazi gano rwetwa yingira ekibiina kya Sikeya ne tulima endima y'omulembe gibatu.
This water, we got it after joining Community Care for Development. We were trained on farming practices and we were given this underground tanker. Here, after impressing the organization, this has boosted our activities and it supports us during hot seasons.
Tomatoes, cabbages, green vegetables, green peppers, onions, watermelon are not an issue at our home. We have them throughout and stop buying vegetables at home. We just get them from our garden. We irrigate the gardens and we sell to get other basic necessities and we buy books for our children.
We grow vegetables, tomatoes, cabbage, bananas, which we eat and sell and get money. Before care, we used to ask our husbands to buy vegetables every day. As women, we are okay since we have our own vegetable gardens. We sell them to even pay school fees for our children.
Community care for development is an eye-opener to Mubende. This is further explained by the district natural resources officer, Vincent Chinene.
Using the facts that we are in problems, we have brought even the civil society organizations, energized them to operate in the communities. We got basically a worst-case scenario, and we used it to our advantage. Mubende was selected to be under the Green Charcoal Project. Every season we get applications of farmers who are willing to plant the trees to assist reforestation programs. This is the Nansimbi Valley Tank under the project by FAO, the Global Climate Change Alliance project. As you can see, it is a big one. It's 10,000 cubic meters, so it's huge. It was envisioned that when the others dry up and all the water systems dry up, this one will retain water that can make the communities here pass through.
In a wrap-up, the innovations and technologies require much more support to continue addressing the challenges associated with farming. This is further explained by the District Natural Resources Officer, Vincent Chinene.
We need to bring more funds to the district. Whatever is happening is that we are managing a very small budget. In the real finance, we are talking about the wages, 120 million, and the operation costs coming to around 60 million per year. So when you remove the wages, we are operating under 60 million in the environment and wetlands, others in forestry. But when it comes to climate change, the most important actors are environment, and we have to stop. Like in this project, the vehicles that were used under the project, we thought they would come to us, to the districts. The vehicles went to the ministries. They now have a focal point person here, but they don't call me to a meeting for 2 years at the ministry. And those people usually claim that we don't have the capacities to basically handle some of these things.
I'm Sarah Mawerere, UBC Radio.